it would take you a really long time to make your fingers work. You had to really think, you know, I'm going to do this. Even tying my shoes, brushing and flossing my teeth, holding on to a pen and writing was hard to do.
At age 44, Cindy's life turned upside down. The doctor told her she had Parkinson's disease. At first, the symptoms were minor. She felt weak. There was a numbness in her arm. Over several years, it progressed into uncontrollable shaking. Cindy's faith made it hard to accept the diagnosis.
Because you pray all the time, you know, that God wasn't going to let this happen. But when it actually does get diagnosed, it's a part that thinks, okay, I've been before the elders, just like his word says, I've been anointed, we've prayed, we've claimed, and yet I was still diagnosed with it. And that was hard.
Everyday tasks became impossible. Cindy's physician remembered the severity of Cindy's condition.
I know she was having incoordination with her arm to some degree, some fumbling and dropping things. She wasn't the same person. She was tremulous. She was upset a good deal of the time because of the progressive nature of her neurological condition.
For years, Cindy worked tirelessly as a volunteer at her church. She taught Sunday school, sang on the worship team. She wanted to know why God would let this happen.
I said, God, I don't understand this, but I can't. I can't deal with this anymore.
But one day, Cindy decided she had to turn it all over to God.
I came to church on Sunday, and the pastor had did an altar call if anybody needed prayer, if anybody needed anything, you know, to come up. And I went up to the altar and just knelt there. I said, you know, God, just, you got to help me because I can't deal, you know, I can't deal with this anymore. And a peace started coming over me. And at that time, that wonderful small voice of God came and said, I'm going to heal you. He said, but it's not time yet.
Months later, something amazing happened right here at Cindy's church.
Well, that was Wednesday night Bible study. We had come to church, and it wasn't this big special, you know, night that anything particular happened. And we always have a prayer request at the end, and we pray for needs. And at the very end of that, the pastor had walked over, and which he had done so many times before, and prayed for this illness to leave. And as he started praying, it was like I seemed to shake a little bit more. I don't even know how long we had prayed, and all of a sudden, everything stopped. Every bit of shaking had stopped. And that's all I kept thinking was, I'm not shaking. I'm not shaking anymore. It was just, you know, I'm not shaking. That's all I kept thinking because I hadn't been able to still my hands in months. It was so, you know, unreal to just sit there and be still and not have any part of my body move.
Cindy enjoys even the small tasks.
I can tie my shoes really fast now. I can run upstairs instead of where I couldn't hardly walk upstairs. I can write a clear sentence. I can eat with a spoon, a fork. I can cut with a knife, which I couldn't do before. It was very hard. There is so much to be thankful for, that I can get up and I can do the things that when I was ill could not do.
Cindy wants others to trust God with their physical problems.
No matter what you see, He's there and He's able. And not to worry, you know, which I think at times we still do, but to give it to Him completely, not take it back,